You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Onzu by Church from Spring 21, which was just released on Friday. And on the line, we've got Church himself. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Yo, what's up, Rachel? I'm very good.
Hey, congratulations. This is a fantastic record, which obviously you've been sitting on for a wee while because, as the name suggests, this was made a couple of years ago. How does it feel to have it out in the world?
It's kind of buzzy. You spend a lot of time with music, especially as artists, like probably as a music hoarder. But yeah, it's cool now to see people get like fresh perspective, I guess.
Yeah, totally. And I saw you posting online about it feeling like you've got quite a bit of distance emotionally between the things that you were, I guess, interested in or thinking about or working through at the time of making this and where you are now. And so it must be quite interesting to have everybody else now feeding into that conversation as well. How do you manage that, I guess, that kind of almost cognitive dissonance between where you were and where you are when you release a track like a record like this?
That's a really good question. I feel like for myself, I just always keep working and kind of always focus on the present thing. So I try not to pay too much attention to what everybody else thinks. But if people find it cool, I always am like pretty stoked about that.
I think people are finding it cool. I love it. I think there's some really interesting styles from you on this as well. It feels like you're really playing around with ideas. Obviously, at the time that this was being created, was a really weird time in the world. Spring of 2021, I think no one's going to look back on with like a huge fondness as a moment in history. But what was it like for you creating at that moment? What were you interested in or experimenting with or playing around with?
I think this whole project for me is kind of like an exploration of like my own voice and like trying a bit more like melodic offering. I do like, I've always loved to like sing and especially like songwriting. So 2021, literally nothing was happening. So it was just had a lot of time to kind of find inspiration and just work on things. And yeah, you're kind of right, it is just like a bunch of ideas, and that's really all you had at that time. It's a lot of time to think.
Yeah, totally. I feel like the time capsules coming out of pandemic art are going to be so interesting. I mean, they're already interesting to look at from here, and we're still kind of in the tail end of it. But in like 10 years' time, when we look at back what people have been making across this period, it's going to be a wild little snapshot into how everyone was feeling. For yourself, where do you see the stuff you're making at the moment in comparison to the things you were making 2 years ago? What's the sort of trajectory? What ideas have you kind of continued on with or left behind?
I think it's where like Spring 21 was like an exploration of the voice. Like I think now in the things that I'm making, like I understand what it is. And I'm kind of found the direction that I want to head into, but sonically it's also a lot different. Just trying to get into like just making good music, I guess, just as opposed to putting any sort of like genre on it or anything like that. It's just really important to me that it sounds good.
Yeah, totally. I really enjoy where you have sampled across this record is really broad and very interesting. Like the track we just listened to with Mara TK's voice in it, speaking of amazing voices, what is it about, I guess, the samples you have drawn on and also where you haven't sampled as well that's been interesting to you? Who and how have you been like picking those?
I think that Mother TK record came out around that in 2021 or something like that, but I was listening to it very heavily when it came out, the Bad Meditation record. And I personally was really keen to sample that and kind of flip it and give it to Detta, who has like a very distinct ear for drums and percussion.
Mm-hmm.
On the track UL, we sampled Jessica Pratt, her song Baby Back, and I don't know, that's just one of those songs where like I listened to it and immediately got it feels very visceral, I think.
When I heard that one, I was like, this is not someone I would have ever expected to hear Church like pull into his music, but it also totally works and makes a lot of sense as well. You listen super broadly, Church, and I'm always excited by the way you draw, as you said, kind of genrelessly on things that you're interested in. Do you find it a challenge to sort of marry all the ideas you're interested in into your own creative process, or is it a very natural thing for you working in that way?
It's a bit of both. Like, it's very natural, but at the same time, it takes like lived experience or like learned skill to be able to apply it. So I always like working with other great like creative minds in order to try put these things together. A lot of the times, like, I'll have the idea, but there may be somebody else that's producing that can actually help bring that into fruition, or there'll be like session musicians. And I think collaboration is the key for that.
Yeah, I feel like you and the whole Zips crew are like the absolute champions of just consistent collaboration and making it just a real hallmark of what you do in the world. What's been happening in the Zips space recently? What's exciting you about your peers' music at the moment?
Everybody has been making their own projects and they sound really amazing. So there's a Church and EP record that's on the way that we did last year, which Deda and Dead Forest have worked on like completely with us, and that was like a cool new experience in terms of the Church and EP process. Dead Forest has been recording this amazing music but with like the most minimal of I guess utensils or devices. Like, he's using one laptop from like 2010 and earphones.
That's like, awesome.
But the music sounds amazing. So yeah. I think he's like a testament to really like how far creativity can go. And then AP's got a couple tapes that he's working on. And yeah, everything just sounds cool. Deda's on, he's got his hands on all the mixes. So there'll be a lot of music from us this year.
Awesome. Exciting times. And this is a great record to, I guess, maybe open that chapter for what all the, you know, Zips people have been working away on recently. Church, thanks for speaking with us about it this morning. We are going to listen to UL now. I saw as well that you said this took you, like, not very long to write this track. What was the process for creating this one?
I had been listening to the song a lot, the original sample, then one day in the studio I gave it to Deda and then kind of had the idea of how we wanted to flip it, and then as soon as he put the drums over it, I don't know, it's just one of those things that just kind of happened. So yeah,
the stars aligned, the vibes were right.
Yeah 100% the vibes were right.
Hard out. Hey Church, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have a chat. We will catch you again soon, and yeah, go listen to Spring 21, fantastic new record. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Rachel. Oh, yo, and thank you for putting me on to Riot, though.
Oh, mean. They're so good, eh? Such a good band.
Yo mean as. Anyway,
awesome.
Thank you.
Hey, cheers. See you later. This is brand new from Church. It's UL. It's from Spring 21, which was just released on Friday. Thanks again to Church for speaking with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.